This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know when one of my listeners told me about Nikki Haley, I hadn't noticed. She talks with her teeth closed. I'm pretty observant, but I hadn't caught that until somebody said only her lips move. Her teeth stay closed as she talks, but her lips move. Look at her. Okay. My producers are watching the video. I'm telling you, I didn't even notice that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Been talking about the Trump train all day. Last segment, honestly, because today, Haley's over. Super Tuesday, Haley's done. And I'm going to, look, let me just go ahead. I'm gonna tell you what's going to happen tonight. Trump wins every state. Is that going to come as a surprise to you? Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, as he should be. Democrats look at this, oh, how dare they pick Donald Trump? They hate that. They hate that we have the free will to pick who we want. How dare we Americans pick who we want? Shame on you people. It was funny. Remember in 2016 when these people gave us Donald Trump? I remember thinking, wow, there's... You know, making it to where Trump wins. They were, the media was talking him up. Hey, Donald Trump's gaining traction, whatever. And he was a little bit, but it was being overdone. And I remember, some of you may remember too. I remember when the realization hit me, they now fear that Donald Trump has become the guy. I remember when Hillary, when they went from, you know, adoring Trump. Oh, he's, you know, he's gaining to... Oh, Donald Trump, he's a terrible person. Listen, look at this. You know, the flip of the switch. I remember that occurring. And I remember thinking to myself, they now realize they have released a Leviathan. They are now afraid of this guy. They think he can win. And then I remember the moment I said to myself, this guy's going to win. This has gone from being a joke. When Trump was alluding that he might run, I said, he's not going to do it. It's a publicity stunt. He fooled me. I then said, he'll do it for a little while, then he'll get all the publicity he wants, and he'll drop out. Anybody with me? Anybody? Anybody? And then when he gained traction, he was screwing up what appeared to be screwing up so badly to me. That and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to admit this right in front of my audience right now. We had been trained to think of politics the way we wanted it done. So I'm watching Trump run this non-conventional campaign where he's just accepting things. Yeah, file bankruptcy. That was the rules. I played by the rules. I was like, wow, that's not going to go well. And in the debate, he would interrupt and he would have that smug look, you know, and I thought, that's not going to play well. And you know what I learned about myself? I'd been trained to kind of just go into this mode of, well, that's not the way politics works. That's not the way you do things. And I go back to, we have a look, we have a feel about things. When your daughter or son brings home somebody, you have an idea of what you think that girl should be. So she's prim and proper. And very nice, and all. Oh, she's a good girl. You don't know anything about her. You don't know enough about her to say she's a good girl. We just think it. She could be the biggest, I mean, she could be so many things, but we have this thing that we think about her. But you bring the girl home who maybe doesn't fit the look, but she adores your son. Or the kid that doesn't have the look, but he adores your daughter. You know, we make these assumptions, and I'm telling you, you learn a lot about yourself all the time, but in the old saying, come on, if we're learning something new here, don't judge a book by its cover. But Trump didn't fit any of those molds, and I'm telling you, It changed politics. And I think it did something even better. It made us stop for a second and say, wait a minute, am I doing that? Am I not looking at people for the right reasons? Or, you know, we've gotten used to, we need politicians in office. No, we don't. We need business people. We need people who've lived life, who aren't living life in some structured way like, okay, I will become city councilman, then I will become the mayor, then I will become the governor, then I will become this senator, then I will run for president. That's a person who doesn't have your bet. They're not living life. They're living things with the idea of stepping up, stair-stepping. Queen of the Swamp won D.C. What? Over the weekend? She won D.C. Woohoo! We got a win! I got some votes! And Nikki Haley went out on the stump like she was a, you know, conquered something. Donald Trump immediately called her Queen of the Swamp. What amazing marketing! She's down 37 points in Massachusetts. She lost by over 71 points in Idaho. You would think that would be the state that she could win, because Idaho? She's getting obliterated. She's been obliterated in 8 GOP primaries or caucuses, and she's still running. What would make her think that? I mean, she thinks she's running. She's not really. But what would make her think that she's a player? She's done. She's done today. The Queen of the Swamp is done today. Now, let me tell you, her career is over unless she stops now and then endorses Trump. And she won't. I don't know if she's going to stop, but I know this. She won't endorse Trump until it's politically expedient. When the money is completely dried up on her side, she might endorse Trump. Now, I already told you, CNN analysts, you know, something like that. On the left, like a Michael Steele, great career there. A lot of money to be made over there. And she's about the money. So she could do that. There is a lot of money in the anti-Trump movement. I'm telling you right now, if I were to go anti-Trump, I could feast. I could make a lot of money. I won't do it. I don't think many of you will. Trump has loyal people for a reason. Anyway, I wasn't even going to cover this. But one of my listeners asked me to cover it, so we're doing it. But I'm going to tell you, Nikki Haley's done. It's an insult what she's doing to the Republican Party, because she's playing into the left. But I got to tell you, funny stuff is being said about her. I mean, I'm really rather enjoying this. I don't know that I'm enjoying this more than I'm enjoying what they're doing to Biden. Finally, we talked about that earlier, but. I'm going to enjoy today, because today we end Nikki Haley. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm doing what I can this year to get back into media. I've done one hit on Newsmax so far. They are looking at me, just so you guys are aware, they're looking at me as a contributor. I'm also going to be pursuing a show with Newsmax. And the thing is I think what I have to say is important. I've spent a long enough time off of Fox. I think it's time to try to get back on. So we'll see what we can do. And anything that you guys can do with, you know, if you're writing to those, the different, maybe you watch the shows and you write to Eric or some of the different hosts, tell them Kevin Jackson's available. We're doing it, by the way. Our team, we're actively pursuing this. And if we don't do something there, we'll go to OAN and see what we can do there. But we're going to pursue getting back into media because I feel like my voice is important and I feel like I represent you when I'm doing media. So look for that, and, you know, if it's God's plan, we'll see, you know, maybe I'll be back on TV. But I want to talk a little bit about the media, and I specifically am going to talk about CNN's woes because, you know, they lost Cuomo. He was a waste. He's gone over to Newsy or something like that. Then they also lost Don Lemon, who just settled his lawsuit with CNN, and he's a multimillionaire for having done nothing. The amount of money these people make It's unbelievable to me. And I don't set my sights low. One of my friends and I were talking the other day. He says, Kev, you undervalue yourself. I don't undervalue myself. I don't. I'll get what I can get for something. My wife will tell you, the negotiations I've done, she was actually afraid when I did negotiate. She's like, they're not going to do it. And then they did it. And she's like, wow, how'd you get that? Because I negotiate well. But I believe that there's a price. And don't misunderstand me. If the CNN were to say, Kevin, if we give you a $10 million deal, I'll take it. But I don't think that talking heads necessarily should get that much. I think that if you're it's like an athlete. You get what you get as an athlete, but what you get in endorsements is far exceeds what you get as a salary. That's true of almost every one of these guys. The salary is practically a give. It's like, whatever. If Don Lemon, if he was doing it right, he could make more money per year off of CNN than he did on CNN. Endorsements, things like that. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to get a tennis shoe, unless it was, you know, some little princessy little slippers that Dorothy might wear in The Wizard of Oz. But, you know, there's a lot of things he could do and that they do and make more money than they do in any of the money that they get. But here's what I was going to tell you. CNN is paying these people a ton of money. I think Anderson Cooper, they said, makes $20 million a year. $20 million. What does Anderson Cooper do to earn $20 million a year? And you can imagine what he does outside of that. Speeches and endorsements and book deals and all kinds of stuff. I would tell you it's at least double his salary. I mean, he's been making at least another $20 million. It's unbelievable. Wolf Blitzer, $15 million a year. Jake Tapper, $8 million a year. And CNN wonders why it's struggling. It's struggling because they're overpaying this so-called talent and nobody's watching. Let me tell you, I don't tune into CNN. If I do, it's for the train wreck. But if I did, it wouldn't be because, oh, Anderson Cooper's there. This isn't the days of Walter Cronkite where news mattered and it was the only source. Look, I'm not going to tell CNN how to run, but if I went to Anderson Cooper and said, look, Anderson, you're going to go down to $5 million a year. If I cut everybody by 80%, they should be happy that they have jobs. They write this. CNN claims to be fair and without bias, yet anti-conservative views have been a long part of its DNA, as the network's on-air talent routinely bases its reports on Democrat Party talking points. Even token conservatives on the network are a joke and sound more like liberal pundits. Let me tell you, I could solve the problem at CNN and MSNBC instantaneously. All they got to do is put on a Kevin Jackson type. Put on somebody who's willing to look at things for truth. And I know there's going to be some negative pushback at first. It's going to be like, oh, he sucks, whatever. They're going to watch because they're going to want to see what's going on. And you know what CNN is missing? They're missing conflict. The one thing Fox has to some degree is they are known for being a conservative network, even though they're not. So they'll have a Hannity or a Tucker or whatever. But what they do is they'll bring on the Juan Williamses. They'll bring on the Jessica Tarloffs and people like that. They'll have that lefty element that's enough. It's enough salt with the sugar to where you can really get the flavor of the sugar without it being overwhelming. Now, I think they've gone too far, but they do that. And we're going to do it. I used to do it. This radio show we had every week, I had a friend of mine. She's a leftist. And we debated. It was one of the favorite segments because we disagreed. And it gave you the ability to look at the other side, but we weren't mean-spirited. It wasn't like, I hate you, I hate you back. You know, it was we would joke and I'd say, you know, you don't believe that. I really do believe that, Kevin. Charles Love, Charles just did an interview with a lady who wrote a book about, I don't know, it's something about how white people need to perceive black people. And the woman she's Kendi X, you know, she might as well be Kendi X's sister. And it was a very cordial discussion. In fact, we're going to post that video at some point on the Backstage Club. Just to show you guys, we can have these discussions, and there are reasonable leftists who are willing to have these discussions. But we, you know, you got to be able to have that conversation. Anyway, going back to this, new CEO of CNN, Mark Tomplin, is preparing ruthless cuts to rework the network as ratings plunge. Anderson Cooper, Chris Wallace, Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, they say are all on the chopping block. And I just gave you the numbers. Chris Wallace, by the way, makes $8 million a year. So they say for now, no big changes are expected because the contracts for the so-called heavy hitters don't expire until after the elections in November. But after then, anything can and probably will happen. Now, here's why I brought this up. We already know that the media is struggling. They've got their woes. But what's most interesting to me is, again, like Fonnie Willis, they all went out to get Donald Trump. Washington Post was going to get Donald Trump, almost bankrupt. Most of these other media outlets we've talked about, the anti-Trump media, and struggling mightily. And the point is this, every time they go away from truth, they get farther away from truth, they flounder. Donald Trump, I don't know that he's laughing yet, but there's going to come a point where he's laughing. And let me tell you, we should be celebrating with him because all we want in media, I'm speaking for the entirety of us, all we want is the truth. I can handle the truth and so can you. And if we got it, it would be a completely different landscape. Think about what we'd be talking about right now if the media reported the truth. Joe Biden would be out. And Donald Trump would be in. We would get rid of this crooked Justice Department and a host of other things. We could get closer back to the reality of what America is supposed to be. We'll be right back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More powerful storms set to hit the southeast and Ohio Valley today, just hours after deadly storms with damaging tornadoes and flash flood emergencies hit from Texas to Mississippi. President Biden reacting to a report that inflation and prices are rising. He said it's gotten better since he's been in office. He also informed reporters of his continued belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the year's end. a key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor. Just another sign of Republican infighting under Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership. 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against the measure. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For one day, my administration, the United States, has treated this crisis as an existential threat from the moment we took office. Not only for us, but for all of humanity.
To stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did my inaugural address to a single out. As the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say it wherever I go.
And guess what? In addition to helping the environment overall, and the only existential threat humanity faces, even more frightening than a nuclear war, is global warming going above 1.5 degrees in the next 10 years. And we're in real trouble. There's no way back from that.
Our view, and I think the view of the vast majority of Americans, is that former President Trump abused the office of the presidency and attempted to subvert a peaceful transfer of power, something that had happened between Democratic and Republican presidencies for decades and decades throughout history. The former president's actions represented a unique and existential threat to our democracy that we don't feel can be swept under the rug. And as President Biden determined, and as we have provided updates to all of you, as our legal team has made evaluations, the constitutional protections of executive privilege should not be used to shield information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself.
Donald Trump tried to steal our democracy, and he's still trying to do it. For those who do not understand the ramifications of all this, let me paint a picture of what could happen next. Let's say Trump does not get prosecuted for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, or the prosecution and the trial get delayed beyond 2024, beyond the election, and he becomes president again. Then what happens? Well, there's no real need to guess. He's already telling us.
When I get back into the Oval Office, I will totally obliterate the deep state. They will be obliterated. And we know all the good ones now. 2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country.
Now, these are not empty words. The ex-president and his allies have specific plans, as the New York Times reports, for a, quote, sweeping expansion of presidential power, end quote, and, quote, to bring independent agencies under presidential control. Donald Trump tried to destroy our democracy, and if he's not prosecuted and reelected, he's likely to try to finish the job.
Scary stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I Googled climate change existential threat, and here's what came up. Why do some people call climate change an existential threat? This is from climate.mit.edu. Here's one on Vox. Is climate change an existential threat or just a dot, dot, dot? That was from 2019. The first one, the MIT one, was from 2023, November the 7th. Here's May 15, 2018. Climate change, an existential threat to humanity. This is from the UN chief, United Nations. It was a global climate action summit. Here's another one. Climate change is a catastrophe, but is it an existential dot, dot, dot? Here's another one. Emergency, crisis, existential threat. The evolving lingo of, that's at yaleclimateconnections.org. Here's one, press.un.org. Climate change, biggest threat modern humans have ever faced. That's what you get. Google climate change egg, and as soon as you do that, you'll get all those articles that just popped up there. Then I decided I would take it a step further. I wanted to see what would happen if I put Donald Trump existent, whatever, and it came up. Donald Trump existential threat. Here's the articles. Believe it or not, the first one that popped up, January 1st, 2022. In short, the Republic faces an existential threat from a movement that is openly contemptuous of democracy and shown that it is willing to use violence to achieve its ends. Jason Lemon wrote that. I don't know if he's any kin to Don, but his name is Jason Lemon. It's a Newsweek article for those of you who want to look it up. Why Trump poses an existential threat to the dot, dot, dot. CNN, January the 2nd of 2021. On the first day of 2021, Donald Trump signaled to war, the war to come within the Republican Party. Goes on to talk about that. November the 7th, 2016. Trump is an existential threat to America, you ready, and the world. That was November of 2017. Oh boy, hadn't even started, I mean, well, now that he'd gotten elected, they were upset. So now he's a threat. I'm just giving you some of the things that come up when you do this stuff. Here's another one. Trump is not only a threat to the democracy, stops there, but it's the Brookings.edu, the Brookings Institute. And then this one caught my eye because it came up as one of the bullet points, if you will, in the other articles, SEC climate risk guidance. You know what the SEC is? The Security and Exchange Commission. And they were doing climate risk guidance. Latest on SEC climate rules. Did you know that the Securities and Exchange Commission has climate rules? I didn't know this. You've got to, as a company, file what's called a climate disclosure. And you've got to tell them what is the cost of carbon in your enterprise. They've got this thing called value chain emissions. How to prep for it. How to prep for the SEC. Let me read some of these things. How to prepare for GHG disclosures. That's the climate disclosure. SEC disclosure guide. SEC disclosure is coming. Get our climate rule fact sheet. Here's another one. How to prep for the SEC. Climate disclosure for accounting. People need to learn how to put accounting in for something that has no bearing on the company, profit or loss. Cost of carbon disclosure. Download a free report. Value chain emissions, how to calculate scope 3 emissions, an expert white paper, free download. Get SEC disclosure ready, climate disclosure for finance. So they have it for finance and accounting. This is the stuff we put up with. So the government has infused this climate nonsense all over. And for the record, this all was based on what existential threats were out there. That's what I was searching for. What are the existential threats? You want to know what some of them are? Central white America. In other words, you remember we talked the other day about white rural voters? What'd they call it? White rural backlash or white rural hate? That's what we're talking about here. They say that group of voters those people who don't like immigrants, you know, call it whatever, define it any way you want. That group of voters, they talked about four categories. They're racist, they're homophobic, they hate democracy, blah, blah, blah. They got four things that they mentioned. You're none of them. You could be from rural Route 113, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin, who cares? Whatever you are, some little bitty bodunk town. And these people want you to believe you're racist. They want you to believe that you are the biggest existential threat. And you know what they'll do? Every time they want to bring up something, especially with some white boy that shoots something up or whatever, they want to harken back to Timothy McVeigh. You know how many Timothy McVeighs the left has? More than there are serial killers operating at any given time. That's how many. The existential threat to America is very simple. It's leftism. You're watching it play out every single day. I'm going to remind you of it. I know you're Kevin, here he comes. Here he comes. Are you having a drinking game? When I give you the litany of things that the left has done, covering up for Hunter Biden, covering up for Joe Biden, covering up for the Biden crime family, covering up for the January 6th insurrection caused by the Democrats, covering up for the coup of Donald Trump in 2020, covering up for the vaccine manufacturers and all the people in the food chain of that COVID lie, covering up for the Chinese, siding with the Chinese over the laws of America and the rights of American citizens, the border invasion, the cost of your goods and services, the cost of your fuel, all the things that Joe Biden undid for Donald Trump. And then even when it turned out that he needed to course correct, that he was wrong, did he do it? No, of course not. Joe Biden we're talking about. His word is a Biden. The existential threats we suffer at the hands of those who claim they want what's best for this country. They claim to be patriots, willing to join us in the fight. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Exam for Joe Biden came out and said he doesn't need a cognitive test, so we're just not going to do one. It just felt so ridiculous to me because that's the issue in the election. People have seen things on television that are concerning. And if they've seen it, it seems like the doctor has seen it, and it just felt so false to me. And I'm wondering how you felt about it.
One of my specialties back when I was in practice was brain and central nervous system. And cognitive ability, cognitive agility, and these things can be defined objectively, such as memory, of course, and what's called working memory, the ability to comprehend, put sentences together, express yourself. All of these things are very measurable. And if you really had nothing to hide, I think you would hide nothing. And if you had no problem with neurological deficits, wouldn't you want to crow about that? Wouldn't you want to have a transparent neurocognitive examination and show the world that was the case, that kills the issue in the election.
I don't know much about it, but cognitive stuff, I've seen it deteriorate. I've watched myself lose certain elasticity. I'll give you an example. I'm revamping my French, and sometimes you forget the words. You're like, what's that word? Or I'll forget how to conjugate a verb, and I'll be thinking to myself, I know this verb, but I can't think of it. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Cognitive ability. I think I speak for almost everybody listening to the program. You've seen your parents deteriorate. One of my friends, his wife has dementia. And we went to visit, and he warned me. He says, hey, Kevin, I won't say her name. He says, Kevin, you know, so-and-so, she may not remember you. Just kind of play it off. And we did. We had to play it off. And, you know, we've known each other. And the brain is a strange thing. And who knows when it happens? Things happen. The same way you physically, your body goes, I can't do that anymore. Your brain goes, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. You want to know the biggest issue happening with me right now? I have a lot more anxiety. I used to never understand anxiety. I was never anxious. I have more anxiety than I've ever had in my life. It's not debilitating. I have these, you know, these things that I play that calm me. You know what calms me? When I see water. If I drive up and there's trees and I can see a lake or an ocean. No, really a lake. Oceans don't calm me as much. Lakes do. Things like that. Certain sounds are soothing. But before, I didn't even pay attention. Your brain, things happen, man. We age and things change. And that's why you have to watch it. And sometimes you got to self-regulate. You have to say, you know what? I'm done. It's like a boxer. He's fought. He may even win his last fight. And he goes, you know what? That's it. I'm retiring on top because my reflexes aren't there. This doesn't happen. That's the part that's just, it's going to happen. And I think it's just God's plan. And I don't think anything we can do about it. I don't think there's enough supercomputers, quantum computers, nanotechnology, whatever, to make a better thing than God has made. We're supposed to be here for a certain number of seasons and then we're done. And if we ever lose the concept of you have a short life and you better be thinking beyond it, now you're playing God. Let me get back to what I was going to talk about. Biden has a new strategy. His campaign's flailing, and he's revamping his attack strategy on Trump. Because when you have no policy successes, and your economy is in triage, you're in the midst of multiple wars that you started, what can you do except blame the last guy? Look at the border situation. They shift blame all the time. It's chapter 2 in the Democrat playbook. Nothing new with that part of the strategy, by the way. So, as I mentioned, they're blaming Donald Trump for the surge in the border, a surge that he actually stopped after Obama. But, of course, nobody but the most hardcore leftist is going to fall for this. But still, Democrats got to feed those zombies. And I tell you, they're feeding the zombies brains, but where would they be getting them? Because they certainly don't have them themselves. So the border strategy is not working. Clearly, I've played clip after clip today, dedicated the first hour almost to the border issue. And what I'm telling you is it's not working and it's not going to work. But Biden does have an answer. The Daily Caller wrote about this. The guy who's got a hair trigger temper, Joe Biden, the guy that will call you a dog-faced pony soldier to your face, challenge you to push-ups, tell you that he has no responsibility to you as a worker. This is what he told to a union guy. You can provoke him with anything. The guy walks around mumbling and cursing, sucking his thumb, wearing Depends around the White House. They won't show us the video, but we know it is. And there's Hunter in behind him dropping coke. But he thinks he can get Donald Trump to lose it. He can provoke Donald Trump to, quote, go haywire in public. That's his new strategy. Rather than focusing on the economy and jobs, they write, Biden reportedly believes that if he repeatedly and publicly taunts Trump, the former president will lose his composure. And, you know, that's going to bode well for Joe Biden. They continue. Ahead of the 2024 election, sources say that behind the strategy, Biden is reportedly looking for a fight. I'm sorry. That just cracks me up. He's looking for a fight. Joe Biden. Really? I'm telling you, if I walked up to Joe Biden and flexed, you know, real quick at him like that, he'd probably have a heart attack. Joe Biden is not looking for a fight with Trump. I read these stories and I think to myself, is this true? Do you really believe that Joe Biden's strategy is to blow up? Well, I'm going to make Donald Trump, I'm make him mad. I mean, I believe that Joe Biden may believe that. And they may very well believe it as a strategy. But if you think Trump is going to blow up at Joe Biden, it's a pipe dream. Unbelievable, I should say. They say Biden has previously taken shots at Trump, warning that his return to the White House would be a, quote, threat to the democracy. And I know Trump is like, oh, my gosh, they're saying I'm a threat to the democracy. What am I going to do? Donald Trump is scared to death. How many times do we have that clip of Donald Trump? He's going down. He's going down. They're going to get him. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's a beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshells.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way, no how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight, the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
Democrats are going to bring Trump down. And as Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a strategy till they get punched in the mouth.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.